Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. We are now into hour number three. Time flies when you're knocking the brains out of the New World Order. Thank you so much for joining us. In the next segment, I will, before we continue with calls, play the clip one last time. You might hear it 6 months from now, but of this bizarre George Bush call. And I got the call Thursday afternoon, didn't learn of it until that morning on Friday. Did some checking and thought I knew who was doing it, because it's the best, if it was an impersonation, the best Bush impersonation I'd ever heard. And I knew it wasn't chopped up old speeches, because you can tell the difference between the tonal quality, the audio, you know, the different microphone that was being used. When you work with audio, you get to where you recognize this stuff, like fingerprints. And it was somebody making an original call over a telephone, to telephone, had the whole telephone sound. And I made a prediction of what I thought it would be. And that's exactly what it was. It wasn't hard to guess. So we'll tell you, we will give you the mystery. We will spoil the fun on the other side of this break. And then I'll take a few more calls and get into Limbaugh tagging me, analyze that, get into Bush now changing his story on why we're in Iraq. They're saying that they may arrest the new Israeli president for rape. A lot of arm twisting going on right now. There's infighting in all these groups. But unfortunately, good old Brad and others are going to have to hold until the next segment, because the last caller brought up such an important point, I have to address it and finish up with it. There are a lot of people who mockingbird what they hear others say in this movement, truth movement, patriot movement. Some would call it another type of movement, but some of the people that are in it. But just fill in the blank if you'd like. But I mean, I come from this from my center. I mean, I come from this from truth. I come from this as work. I come from this as a mission. And I've, you know, for 10 years had people, I mean, I remember getting weird things where it was cutouts, I mean, like you see in the movies when somebody's got a ransom of different letters from magazines saying, the Goy boy loves the Jews, the Goy boy is going to die. And I was going, wow, these are incredible, and threats. And I wasn't even talking about Jews on my show. I was talking about the New World Order and the Federal Reserve, and that made them really upset. And so a lot of what, you have the ADL and the FBI, the ADL and others. A rabbi got caught with the P.O. box of the Aryan Nations up in Idaho, and they'd have them out to protest every time they're about to pass hate laws to get them passed. I mean, it's fake, folks. Most of these groups are actually run by the Mossad. And that's cut out with a bunch of them. The American Hitler was Jewish. And I frankly am sick of it. I mean, think how great that works. Any political movement against tyranny or corruption, the media itself gives all these Nazi guys, all these TV shows, all this attention, all this program time. They won't give that to us. You see, because they want to beef up that threat, beef that up, and then attach to anything you're doing. Hey, I'm against corruption. Oh, you're anti-Jew. Hey, I'm for freedom. Oh, that's code for Jew. I'd like to not be in Iraq. Oh, you want to destroy Israel. You hate the Jews. I mean, I have, when the neocons call into this show or my other show, that I do on Sundays, they always say, you hate Israel, you Jew-hating piece of trash. I mean, I have recordings of them. One of them called yesterday. She wasn't as bad as the other guy. Called a few weeks ago going, you Jew-hater, you're going to get it, Jones. And on the other side of the equation, Jones is secretly a Jew. And, oh, my gosh. I just know that's a lie and ridiculous. And so what if I was? And so they know what they're doing. And then all the mockingbirds go out and attack whoever is doing a good job fighting the New World Order, going, hey, don't talk about the Jews. They don't talk about them. Look at him. We ought to get him and string him up. He won't talk. Because I effectively expose Israel. I effectively. They hate it. So keep it coming, ADL. 6 year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
The Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah, we for years have covered the fact that it's been in mainstream news, but we magnify it, that Israel admits they had created fake al-Qaeda groups and staged attacks against their own people. Absolutely documented. That should bring down that whole criminal government right there. But because we say, oh, the British government's evil too, and they did evil stuff long before, I guess, any Jews landed there, or the Chinese government's doing bad too, or North Korea, or our own government. Oh, no, that ain't it. It's the Jew. The devil spirit of the Jew flies by with little bat wings and flies into the Chinaman to make him do it. I mean, literally, that's the attitude. No, we are not against Jews here, and we never will be. The people that claim he covers up for the Zionisters, and then we've tracked back some of the groups attacking as clear ADL shills. They want to bully everybody into attacking Jews. Zionists own documents. I mean, they published in major magazines 60, 70, 80 years ago, 10 years ago. You know, they're always, is that they want racism against Jews, so then the Jews will get scared and go serve the Zionists, who are a mafia, who then use the Jews and feed off of them. Just like our government stages terror attacks and then gets us to go cuddle up under them. See, the Zionist groups will go get attacks on Jews. They were caught in some areas of Europe, this is admitted, and in Iraq, staging bombings against Jews to make Jews move to the Holy Land. But see, if we address it from a point of not being racist and from a point of talking about how there is a criminal mafia dominating the Jews, you see, that would actually bring them down.
They don't want that. Because most of the crowd, you know, that attacks me, because I won't talk about the Zionists, when you really listen to them, it's Jew, Jew, Jew. I heard one of them this weekend on a show on one of these networks, and it was just Jew, Jew, Jew. And it was going to be Jew at the end of it. Jews are evil. Jews are bad. Jews have evil genes. Jews are devils. Jews are going to get us. And even for folks that believe that, it is not going to be effective, and we're not going to defeat the New World Order by running around screaming that it's all the Jews. The public has been thoroughly inoculated and conditioned against that, which is why then the very same elite come in and try to get everybody to attach to any freedom movement, anti-Semitism, so they can kill our movements. So no thank you, I won't take your cyanide pill. No thank you, we're going to defeat the New World Order. I mean, let's just say that Jews run everything, which they don't. There are a lot of prominent Jews in powerful positions, though. You cannot deny that. Let's just say that all the Jews disappeared and were teleported to Pluto. Okay? Evil WASP and evil blacks like Idi Amin and evil Japanese and evil people, power-hungry people, would step into those positions instantaneously. The Romans did horrible, abusive things long before the Jews were there. The Chinese and the Japanese did. It's not true. You know, Ivan the Terrible wasn't a Jew, folks, and he was a bad guy. Jeffrey Dahmer, did a Jew do it? John Wayne Gacy, did a Jew do it? You know, is evil the Jew? Is the source of all evil the Jew? Because until I put on a red armband with a swastika and start going Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, the parrots out there are going to say that I'm an evil Zionist agent who covers up the truth of the Jews. And, of course, they don't even know their masters are ADL. So there, sir, you called in with your comment. You called in with your point. And, you know, that's the end of it. Now, I've got a caller here who's been holding for an hour. And normally I go to somebody who disagrees first. But Brad's been holding, not quite an hour, but close to it. When I go to calls, I'll go to Brad first. Then we'll skip Greg, but we'll go back to Greg, then Eric. But before that, we got to go to John. But we're not going to John right now because I promised to play this clip of the, you know, is it Bush? Is it an impersonator? What was it? Who called me last Thursday? We learned yesterday morning who it was. But before we do that, speaking of this whole Jewish thing, this is the type of call I get from neocon followers. And neocons are self-described. You know, Ron Paul's given speeches about them. Pat Buchanan. And I guess now they get called anti-Jew. Again, they attach it to everything. No, the neocons are self-described. Here is this lady, and I really answered her later, but I ended up hanging up on her. She wouldn't shut up. And there were so many things I wanted to talk to her about. I invited her on, though, to come on as a guest today. She refused. But this is yesterday on KLBJ, syndicated through Genesis. Already picked up by five stations. We're asking our other affiliates to please pick it up or rebroadcast it later on Sunday nights, 4 to 6 p.m., folks. Here it is. Cynthia, you're on KLBJ. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm just curious what role you think the Muslim fascists and their oil tick financiers did have in 9/11, and what role Karl Rove and the neocons, which is a pejorative word for Jew, last time I checked, what role they had in all the beheadings of schoolgirls in Malaysia.
Sure.
And nuns over in Thailand and all of that.
And don't forget throwing babies out of incubators, which was proven to be totally a huge fraud.
Oh, well, so are the...
Throw that one. No, I mean my point is, ma'am, most of it is a lie. Now, let me just respond.
The beheading's a lie, I want to know.
Okay, I'm going to go back for just a second. We just sent my team down, and the video's up on Infowars.com. I should play a clip of that, maybe next week I will. Just last week, he confronted His Lordship, William Crystal, who was here in town, and he wrote a book. He coined the term neocon. So they call themselves neocons, and they got upset then that people read their books and read their statements about the end of this country and sort of and the Straussians from the School of Economics there in Chicago, and they got very upset that real conservatives discovered them. And so Pat Buchanan and many other top Republicans have decried the neocons. So out of the gates, you're claiming I'm anti-Semitic. Go ahead and just say it publicly.
I am saying.
Go ahead. I'm not allowed to call them the name they call themselves.
Mm-hmm. Has become a word.
That's right. You're trying to neutralize.
Word.
You're trying to neutralize my free speech.
I'm a real conservative, and I know that Muslim fascists are cutting people
off. Sure they are.
Off.
Hey, ma'am, let me just stop you. Nick Byrd, that was all staged. He was killed in combat operations for the Central Intelligence Agency, so they cut his head off and added added a soundtrack to it.
Is there anything
sure.
about...
You don't want any facts, do you, ma'am? You just want baloney, huh?
No, I'm just curious if you're on the side of the Muslim fascists like that guy who's calling up.
No, this is all you guys can ever say. This is all you guys can ever do. Okay, this is, now you're saying that guy that clearly had an American accent is a Muslim waiting to slit our throats?
No, I'm talking about the guy with the Middle Eastern accent who is kissing your butt.
Yeah, my producer in there just said there was no Middle Eastern accent. Now you're, I bet the Muslims hide under your bed, don't they? Are you hearing their voices right now, maybe in your fillings?
Alex, you know what? I know they cut people's heads off, and
right.
they've been doing that.
Yeah, I know. Cut heads off, cut heads off. We don't give all our rights up and get rid of our borders. Al-Qaeda will get us. I'm going to stop you right now, and I'll answer your questions, but I want you to answer my questions. Has Bush tripled the size of the BATF? Has he pushed an amnesty plan for total legalization of the illegal aliens? Has he signed on to UNESCO? Did he sign the North American Union Agreement? Has he spent more money than all presidents before him combined? Has he done that?
I agree he has, but that doesn't mean...
But he's in a fight against the Muslims.
...that's good, Alex, and that's where you're confused.
Why is Lord Bush pumping in more Muslims than any other president?
Well, I mean, that's wrong, but it's...
Oh, I love him. He's so good.
Our enemy, which is
ma'am,
and Muslim fascists.
Ma'am, I'm telling you that the biggest threat is the New World Order system syndicate that controls our government and much of our media. That's what I'm telling you, and I appreciate your call because we're just out of time. You're welcome to try to call me next week earlier in the show. We'll try to give you more time. I should have got her number. I should have had her on my weekday show for like a full hour or something. In fact, call back, ma'am. Give me your number, and I'll have you on my syndicated show for 30, 40 minutes. There's so much news I couldn't have you on for a whole hour because I want it. She means well. This is a nice lady. I guarantee you it'd be great to go over to her house, have dinner with her, go play golf. She's a nice person. But she didn't listen to me. Listen to me. You are meddling with the tidal forces of nature, Cynthia, and you will atone. All right, that's a line from Network. Cynthia, you're not listening to me. Al-Qaeda was hired for $45 million to attack the Serbs. That is a Republican Senate report chaired by Alphonse D'Amato, 1999. Cicero, 1999. Okay? What am I supposed to do for you? Al-Qaeda, the Russians didn't just attack Afghanistan. It's now declassified Operation Cyclone. Our government, who had been breeding and training in madrasas from Central Asia into the Middle East, from Lebanon, okay, across the Euphrates in Iraq to as far east as Pakistan, had been training and funding only the most radical Muslims. And they would send them in with bombs and machine guns to take over all those countries. Do you understand that? So they've got three different types of terrorism. Provocateured, real terrorism, and total state-sponsored, where there are no Muslims involved. Spectacular events like 9/11 are pure state-sponsored. You understand me? Other events are provocateur. Even with a lot of suicide bombers, they don't know the money coming to them came from MI6, CIA, or Mossad. By the way, that's been in Arach, Jerusalem Post, UPI. You just don't know, do you? You don't understand that. You don't understand they make $100 billion plus a year out of Iraq alone in extra hardware purchases. So they go and they create terrorist groups. And if they can't get a group to do it, they go do it themselves. Just like Gulf of Tonkin was staged. Just like the USS Liberty was staged. Just like the Maine was staged. Just like Hitler staged terror attacks to launch World War II against Poland.
I did it. I talked bad about Hitler. I'm in trouble now with some of the audience. Okay, we'll be right back. And we'll play the Bush clip and tell you who did it. Then we'll go to Brad, and then John and Greg and Eric and everybody else that's holding.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 13th, 2006. Gold opened at $587, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $619. Again, that's $619 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
I was going to Brad, but he just hung up, so we'll go to John and Jason, who both disagree, and then we'll get to Greg and Eric. You guys stay there. You've been holding long enough. I want to get to you. 1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us. Coming up in the next segment, too, after we take some calls, I'll play the clip of Limbaugh falsely attacking me and analyze his propaganda and then hit this Bush war news. Also, Oliver Stone says that his new film is going to be a thriller about trying to capture bin Laden. I mean, this guy's totally gone over to the dark side. Maybe he was always there. Who knows? Pretty bad stuff now with a second film to do this. Maybe he's just stupid, although I doubt that. Let's go ahead and play this clip. I discovered who did this, and let's just play the clip. I got this call Thursday, wondered who it was Friday. Here it is.
Mr. Jones, this is George Bush, the President of the United States. And I've heard many things that you have, you know, been saying on the internet and other various you know, mediums that are out there. I understand you have problems with you know, the government, and you believe in that. Many you know, conspiracies. But I believe that we can work this out. If you will, you know, take my phone call, we can speak about this stuff. We will work this out. You know, it's diplomacy. You know, diplomatic diplomacy is the way to go. And if the two of us can work this out, and I think we can, we'll definitely have it worked out then. All right. Well, we'll try it back. You know, if you need to keep doing what you're doing, do it. But, okay.
All right. And I said that that's probably one of the top comedians in the country. I had seen Frank Caliendo in a clip when he was on, I think it was Conan O'Brien, and it was George Bush. I said, that guy's the best I've ever seen. He has a show on Fox's Mad TV, also does the football show on Fox News. And, yeah, it was Frank Caliendo. Folks were emailing him to his site, and he said, yeah, I did do that on a radio show with Joe Rogan as a joke Thursday to Alex. And so I guess Joe was leaving it out there as a joke and wouldn't let me know who did it. But then we emailed him and confirmed it was Frank Caliendo. I think I'll try to get on the show. But I knew. I said it is not George Bush. It is one of the top comedians out there. And it certainly was. And I knew it wasn't clips of a speech. It was just too good. Let's go ahead and he's just been holding too long. I'm going to get to you, John and Jason, but George in Indiana has been holding too long. So is Eric. I'm going to get them out of the way so we can give you guys plenty of time. Go ahead. You're on the air, George.
Yeah, Alex, I got that movie, Demolitions, and about 49 minutes into the movie, it gives you vision of all, or it shows you the ground zero where all of these big beams have been cut at an angle, and there's like eight of them on the screen. I've seen the one that was in your video, but I tell you, this Demolitions is as good as your Terror Storm is.
Oh, I think it's excellent. I mean, that's why I've not got up here and said Terror Storm is the best 9/11 film. It is the best government-sponsored terror film. It's good to microcosm in and just look at the Demolitions to convince people. But then I always like to give the big view and show how it's been done in history, motive, why they do it, the big picture. I frankly found that to be extremely effective. It's different strokes for different folks. That's why I've made four different films on 9/11, written a book, published a book. That's why I carry a bunch of other videos that I think are the best out there. And we have 9/11 Demolitions available on high-quality DVD right now, sir, and I'm glad you like it.
And I tell you, I think you're... Terror Storm with this kind of lays out enough information a person has to be crazy not to understand what's going on. I can't believe that there's not someone moving in government that's trying to overturn all of this, though. I mean, it's just like they turn their back to it.
Hey, man, they live in million-dollar houses, big golf courses, cars, hot wives.
That won't protect them.
No, I know. They're just self-centered. It's all about the fancy suits and being yes men and... Meanwhile, the country is literally being looted out from under us, sir. We're like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, and you know, a friend that I've been talking to, trying to get him to wake up, he said, what difference does it make? I said, well, do you realize the Bill of Rights? And he says, I don't even know what's on the Bill of Rights. I said, well, you deserve what you're going to get then.
And he has no idea that we're fighting tooth and nail for him, that if we weren't here, his pension fund, his bank account, his property, it'd all be gone. That's the nature of government in history. It isn't that it happens sometimes. It always happens.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how to convince him otherwise. I've pretty much given up on it. And you know,
give him a copy of Demolitions. Give him a copy of Terror Storm. And if he says he doesn't care, move on. Dust your feet off. Let the dead bury the dead. Pearls before swine and everything else. Take care, man. Good to hear from you, George. Okay, briefly, because, I mean, I got a bunch of stuff to do now. I'm going to let Eric, who's been gracious to hold, and we'll get to John and Jason, who disagree, a bundle of them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-339-1700. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-339-1700. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-339-1700. That's 1-800-339-1700.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm just taking three more calls because I got three clips I want to play and some war news. This third hour is the one nobody should miss. It's always the most jam-packed. Eric in Connecticut, go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Alex. Greetings from Skull and Bones Country.
Yes.
I hit one out of the park last Friday. Can I read you a short letter that I had published in my newspaper?
Sure, tell us.
Okay, to the editor of the day. Thomas Jefferson said that an informed populace is essential to liberty. He would be appalled at the predigested candy that passes for mainstream news today. I am convinced that we Americans are the most lied to people on earth. We have been woefully short-sheeted by our leaders in government and media and are, frankly, a laughing stock. Agenda-driven reporting, born of subterfuge, has camouflaged accurate accounts of the sordid history of government-sponsored terrorism, for example. How many Americans have heard of Operations Northwoods, Ajax, and Gladio? Go to www.infowars.com or Google Video to watch Alex Jones' latest film, Terror Storm. It concisely and clearly exposes the techniques of the problem-reaction-solution engaged in by governments, including our own. A recent poll indicated that most Americans were more familiar with the character of the TV series The Simpsons than the First Amendment of our Constitution. Have our priorities morphed from the concern for the well-being of our nation to cold six-packs, football, and the latest installment of American Idol? Bread and circuses was an effective tool for diverting the masses during Roman times. The electronic version of the aforementioned is alive and well today. Our very survival as a nation depends on our getting and staying informed and involved regarding the actions and policies of our elected public servants. We the people get the government we deserve. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Hey, you're not gone, are you, Eric?
No.
I just want to thank you because that's another great idea. You know, whereas the Pentagon spends millions for fake letters to the editor, what would happen if all the listeners wrote letters to the editor like that with some information and said, go to Google Video and watch Terror Storm for proof of this? I mean, that would get millions of viewers right there, and we're trying to get this out. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to my call to arms. When did you write that letter? How long did it take for them to publish it?
About 3 days. I called the day, and I asked the lady. I said, you know, please make sure, the lady there, very good. I said, please make sure that the reference to Alex Jones and his video gets in that article. I said, that is the key. That's the crux of the letter. And she said, okay.
And then you followed it up with a phone call. I mean, you put that seed in the ground, you put a little water on it, you know, and look now, it really grew, and I would imagine, you know, thousands of people will read that in your paper.
The stakes are too high, Alex, for us to let this go.
What was the paper? I'll put a link to the letter to the editor as a way to give people an example of what to do.
Okay, it's The Day, www.theday.com. It's the New London, Connecticut Day.
Oh, boy, yeah, that's the big paper.
Okay, and it might be, I think after a couple of days you got to register. It's just your name and your email address. But
yeah, sure. We'll go grab it off the online version today before they make you register. Thank you.
Now, can I, one quick last thing. I was riding my bicycle in town, right? There's a children's museum in town here in Nyanic. I saw a kinder care van. I almost fell off my bicycle. The kinder care logo has the pyramid with the missing capstone and the eye of Ra. Could you tell me what that has to do with kids?
It's just sick. It's a cult that runs things, and they put their thing everywhere. It's a big joke. They need to get power out of having it in plain view. Thank you for the call.
Okay, Alex.
God bless you. That is really exciting. Thank you so much, Eric, and thanks for holding. All right. I have no idea what they disagree with, but they disagree. So we are going to skip some other callers and tell them, sorry, we don't have time to go to your calls, but John and Jason disagree, so we have time to take theirs, even though we really don't. John in Virginia, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard a click or something.
Yeah, it does that. That's what the standard Telos phone system to let you know you're on air. It goes...
Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. And,
actually, that's the aliens uploading your brain, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One or the other. Same old with me about disagreeing. I'm here to contend your assertion that the Bible is all about standing up and resisting and standing up for our rights against evil. If I could just read a few short passages.
Well, let me just stop you. Was Paul in prison for not following government orders?
I'm here to read a passage from
Paul. You know
what?
Put him on hold. Put him on hold. Because it's one thing if somebody calls repeatedly with the same bull. Okay, we've had scholars, we've had pastors on. The whole Bible is about standing up against the corrupt state, standing up against the corrupt king, saying no to the king of Egypt. What are you talking about? Christ went and overturned the money changers, the leaders of the church, whipped them. Now, if you have a godly government, in very rare cases it's saying follow that or follow the laws, you know, don't murder, things like that. But you know what? I'm going to give you 60 seconds. Go ahead. Just give him the floor.
All right. I'm calling about lawsuits. You mentioned civil litigation, which is something that I have engaged in against the New World Order myself. This passage concerns pagan governments and bringing civil lawsuits before them. Paul is the author of Corinthians, or the commonly attributed author. First Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 through 8. If then you have judgments concerning things pertaining to this life, do you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church to judge? I say this to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you, not even one, who will be able to judge between his brethren? But brother goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers. Now therefore it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated? No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Thank you for taking my call, Alex, and God bless you.
That proves nothing, sir. You're an absolute, that's a joke. You just read off some passages. Are you telling me that the body of the Bible, Old and New Testament, is not one story after the next, historical stories of people standing up against evil, telling the king, no, I'm not going to bow down before you. Fine, you go in the lion's den. No, I'm not going to bow down before you. Fine, you go in the furnace. No, I'm not going to worship your Caesar. I'm going to cut your head off.
Saul?
Pardon me?
What do you think about David and Saul? I remind you, David Saul tried to kill David multiple times, and David forgave him and subserviated himself to Saul multiple times.
Now, again, sir, you're taking things out of context.
I'm believing in the Bible, Alex.
No, actually, listen, I appreciate your call. Fine, lay down the corruption, man. Hey, when the CPS comes to take your kids, let them take them. Don't even sue them. Don't even leave your house. Just like a chicken-necked little cat. This is what cursed America. We've gone from the founding fathers and the black brigades, the pastors and priests leading us into war against King George III to that you just heard. We have gone from the people in the B-17s over Germany and the paratroopers to that you just heard, ladies and gentlemen. That's the type of coward who sits there. God cursed Israel with a king because they asked for one. Okay, and God does different things at different times. There is a time to reap, a time to sow, a time to die, a time to dance, a time to sing, a time to go to war, a time for peace. You have to read the whole thing in its whole context, you twit, you miserable coward. The entire Bible is about standing up against evil and standing up against the government. And you never respond to anything I raise. Hundreds of stories in the Bible. You just twist and you're a pig demon's what you are. Little pig. Don't even let... I shouldn't get mad. Fine. Let's lay down, folks. That's exactly what we're supposed to do. Over and over again. Who will watch? Who will stand up against the wicked ones for me? Who will be a watchman on the wall? If you're not a watchman on the wall, you see the enemy coming. You don't warn the people. The blood is on your hands. Better for you to let one of these children or harm one of these little children tie a millstone around your neck. On and on and on. And Christ saying no to the government. Being crucified for it, but not you, buddy. I know, just take the easy way. I'm just going to sit here and go along with everything. Will I even have time for Limbaugh now? Well, the last caller disagrees, and it's got to be quicker. Jason in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, Jason. You disagree? Hey. Go ahead.
Well, I talked to you once about Fenord before. You said that everybody knows about it, but I know that not everybody
You talked
does
about
know
what?
It.
I didn't understand you.
Fenord, F-N-O-R-D.
To show my ignorance, what is Fenord?
It's a pretty much like the all-seeing eye, but it's amorphous. They use different.
Oh yeah,
ways
you called
the
TV show, and I didn't understand a word you said.
It's you told
you
me that
see
everybody
the
knows
secret
about
signs. It's a little egg inside the eye of the pyramid. Yeah, I understand those symbols are everywhere. We just talked about it, and then you said I'm not talking about it. Well, what are you talking about?
I'd like to have it covered more because it's. How pervasive it is and how it's thrown in our faces all the time, and people don't realize what it is. I mean, and that's the only point that I was bringing up that you disagreed about, was that you said everybody knows about it. Not everybody knows about that. They know about, like, a capstone pyramid, and they see that every now and then, but there's so much more to it. I mean, I'd like to talk to you later about it.
It's a gang sign. It's their symbol, but they own this. So what's your point?
It's pretty much like creating a the Mark of the Beast or whatever is what this is, pretty much. It's
okay.
Literally the Mark
I'm going to have to let you go in about 30 seconds. What's your next point?
The next thing is the flag of Iran. If you look at it and compare it to the head of the Baphomet, it's like the same thing or whatever. So I don't know for what that's worth. You
better nuke them then.
No, I don't agree with that. I mean, I agree with everything about you. I think you're great, man. I totally love you. For real, man. You're totally awesome. If there was more people like you, we wouldn't even be in this situation.
Well, please. Yeah. I'm just an average person. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. And we should get more into numerology and the symbols. And it's the globalist gang sign. They tag everything, like low-level gang members. Everything they do, the globalists do. It's all the same. It's a dirty gang of pirates. Okay. They tag things with all-seeing eyes, with a little 666 egg you were mentioning, with owls, with pirate symbols. I mean... Okay, I wanted to get into O'Reilly, too. Cue up the last minute of O'Reilly when he says he's going to call the FBI and he needs to be investigated. This is really scary, but we'll play that after the Limbaugh clip. Limbaugh engaged in massive spin Thursday, the day after the plane crash. He went on for like an hour. We're just going to play 2 minutes of it. And we reported, and we said in the article, which you could go read, which he then read, that Fox News was engaging in a psyop claiming that it would affect the election and conjure images of 9/11, which we said it clearly did. And in the hour before, Limbaugh indeed says it's conjuring 9/11. It can be used politically.
But then he double spins it back, takes our article reporting on Fox using it as a psyop, and claims we're nuts, believing the plane crashing into the building itself is a psyop. So we're reporting on their propaganda, and as a propagandist, he turns it around and claims that we reported that. Here's Rush Limbaugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, during the break, a friend of mine sent me an email. I don't visit the Democrat kook websites much anymore, but a friend does. It's just funny. What is this site? Prisonplanet.com. It's an article here by Alex Jones. Now, I'm told, I don't know this for certain, I'm told that Alex Jones is one of the leaders of the 9/11 was a government conspiracy campaign. One of the leaders of the movement trying to prove that 9/11 was not what it was, that the Bush administration was behind it for whatever nefarious purpose. Let me just read this to you. Headline, Fox News spins plane accident, says it could affect election. The FBI and Homeland Security are now labeling a small aircraft hitting an apartment building in Manhattan as a probable accident. Is this a government psyop intended to invoke memories of 9/11 as the midterm elections approach? On Fox News, Your World with Neil Cavuto, Cavuto suggested during a conversation with Congressman Peter King that the event would possibly affect the upcoming midterm election by reminding Americans of the horror of 9/11. It has now been reported the pilot, one of the occupants of the plane, was Corey Lytle. The fact that the accident in... Now listen to this. The fact that the accident involves a celebrity means the networks can justifiably talk about it for another 3 weeks, and in that sense, invoking memories of 9/11, it could impact the election. Reports that Lytle's passport was found on the street, also seen as suspicious by some 9/11 truthers, because it would seemingly prop up the inconceivable notion that Mohammed Atta and other hijackers' passports survived and were discovered. However, in the case of Lytle, this could easily be explained by eyewitness reports that most of the plane debris did not enter the building and ended up on the street below. They believe it. They believe that this is a psychological ops operation designed to make you think of 9/11 to impact negatively the Democrats in the upcoming election.
All right. So I am now a Democratic kook. You know, who armed, before I get into Limbaugh, I wanted to say this earlier. Who armed China with the nukes and the missile secrets? U.S. government. Who armed North Korea? U.S. government, British government, Israeli government. Who gave Saddam the weapons in 83, 84? Donald Rumsfeld. Who... Every time we look at who created Al-Qaeda, our own government admitted Operation Cyclone. Over and over again, it's every crisis is created. Who's getting rid of the borders? Who's spending more money than all presidents before combined? You know the drill. Who is the enemy of this country? It's these Republicans. And, of course, the Democrats are owned by the very same globalist crew. But that's what Limbaugh and these people are. They're there to pacify conservatives. They're there to make sure you don't see the full paradigm. They're there to call real conservatives conspiracy theorists and liberals. They're now calling Lou Dobbs a conspiracy theorist liberal when he's well known to be conservative. Keith Olbermann a conspiracy theorist liberal. We just read the bills. You know, Limbaugh, you're a talented talk show host, and I learned not trust the liberals listening to you when you first got on air 17, 18 years ago. Hard to believe. I mean, I've been on air 12 years. He'd been on the air 5, 6, 7 years before me. I cut my teeth listening to him, but then I learned, wait, the Republicans lie too. Well, wait, they're owned by the same people. And Limbaugh's got more and more establishment over the years. More and more establishment. And I think about how he defends this system and how he defends the status quo. And I remember so many times hearing him when I really got turned off to him 10, 12 years ago. I mean, I still knew he was a phony conservative, but, oh, he was all right. He's Rush. Still, you know, still I kind of liked him a little because, I, you know, I'm pro-gun guy, all that stuff. But he doesn't tell you about that. When he would say, put these people, you know, the Democrats are complaining that the first time someone's caught with cocaine, that they're put in jail for 5 years. And the second time, 15. I think it's great. Throw the book away at them. The war on drugs is great. The whole time, and I've now been in radio a while, and a lot of big radio people who knew Rush back when he was in California, I'm not going to say anymore, he's been a hypocrite the whole time. And he's taking synthetic heroin, I mean, over 100 pills a day in some cases, totally addicted. It takes decades to build up a tolerance like that. It's well known he likes party girls and likes you know, drugs and alcohol and a lot of other stuff. And you know what, Rush? I don't think you should go to prison. You do have a disease. You do have a problem. You know, I've never taken Oxycontin. I never gotten into anything more stiff than marijuana back in college. Thank God I never really liked drugs. But I was never for putting everybody in jail because they used them. You're a hypocrite, and you're a sick joke. And I don't even think you need to go to prison, but maybe you do to teach you a lesson. But all your power got you out of it. You're a hypocrite. Just like with these pedophile Republicans up there, all the Republicans suddenly defend them, but when a Democrat does it, you say, throw the key away. Now, they all need to go to the hooskow. And so go ahead and attack us all day, Limbaugh, by accusing us of what you did. We said it was a psyop that you guys were already saying it conjured 9/11 and trying to equate it with that. We said you were psyoping. You turn it around and say we're psyoping. And you got a bunch of zombies who think they're conservative and who aren't listening to you. And I'm just sad for you. You took so much Oxycontin, and one of the symptoms is that it ate the nerve endings in your ears. So you got big old wires sticking out of your head like a robot. Darth Vader.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
All right, I'm going to play the Bill Maher clip and then hit a final piece here, but we have time. But here's O'Reilly. I didn't get to this main point last Friday of all the lies he told. If you believe in 9/11 truth, you believe in space aliens. O'Reilly says to Fetzer, you know, just like I got Al Araren, the former professor of USF, arrested and charged,
to help, you know, lead a Palestinian terrorist group. I'm gonna put them on you. You need to be, you know, looked at. So he's calling for the arrest here. By the way, that guy was totally innocent. He found that none of it was true. He gave money to some mainstream charity that then gave money to some group in the Palestinian area. And then this guy, because O'Reilly said it, the FBI went and arrested him. And now he's not just saying it to a guy with brown skin, which they think, no, which they think they can get away with. I'm trying to hurry here. Now they're saying it to a former Marine Corps officer. Here is Bill, piece of trash, O'Reilly. Here he is.
Send me your best funding shot. We have no money. We're doing this because we believe in our country. And as a former Marine Corps officer, Bill, I resent your implication. We're interested in the truth and not being deceived.
You hate your country.
The American government.
Look, you hate your country. You're accusing a man of murder, the President of the United States, of murder without any evidence. If you had the evidence, somebody somewhere would take the evidence. Why don't you bring the evidence over to France? Why don't you give it to the French media or the Canadian media or the CBC or BBC? Are they controlled by the American federal government? Are they afraid? Why don't you take it there? See what they'll do with it, huh?
Bill, you're obviously not going to give me a chance to talk about any of these things.
No, I'm not, because you're
a
nut.
Go to our website, STM.
All right, we heard your website.
If you want the truth.
Fine.
Scholars for 9/11.
You can't get any legitimate news organization in the world to put your stuff anywhere, because it's all bogus. And I don't care whether you're a Marine officer.
Yeah.
You're disgracing the Marine Corps by what you're doing. You hate your country. You accuse a man of a murder, of being a murderer, President Bush. And, you know, if I were Bush, I'd take a look at you, Professor. I'd definitely take a look at you, just like Sami Al-Arian. I'd put the FBI on you and the Nutty Barrett and find out what the hell you guys are up to, bottom line. Thanks for being here.
All right, there he is, the bully, because they're losing, because 84% of Americans in a major poll know they're being lied to about 9/11. Go get the poll. Get the stories off InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net. Get it out to everybody. Don't let these terrorists have their way. Don't let them stop Terror Storm. Get Terror Storm on DVD. Get it out. Make copies. Get aggressive, folks. Go to InfoWars.com. Buy the DVD. Get 9/11 Mysteries. Now, here they are, Bill Maher, the liberals attacking Charlie Sheen on 9/11. Here it is.
Listen to this. 36% of the American people think it is very likely or somewhat likely that 9/11 was an inside job. They're conspiracy theorists who think that it was the towers may have been brought down by a controlled demolition. Scholars like Charlie Sheen have signed on to this theory.
Yeah.
So,
hey, if Charlie's buying into it, I'm buying into it. Go where Charlie goes.
He wasn't in at work. You saw that, right?
Fine.
But he directed that.
I mean, a controlled demolition. Wouldn't they have had to have planned a lot of demolitions in the building? Wouldn't have someone seen that?
And if it was an inside job, look, they can't get the lights on in Baghdad. They can't clean up after Katrina. I just don't believe that they could have pulled off 9/11.
Yeah. All right, stop it right there, because we're out of time. Play the rest tomorrow. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. That's what they always say. Oh, they can't get the lights on in Baghdad. Their official plan from 83 and then again 2002. Pentagon and Israeli says, break it in three parts, sectarian war, strife, deindustrialize, shut them down. Don't let them have a first world country. They have executed Iraq with total precision. Like the war on drugs. More people on drugs, you call it a failure. Total precision. War on terror, you're going to take all your freedoms. Total precision. That's why they're in control. Total precision. Precision destruction of our freedom. God bless you all. Get Terror Storm at Google Video for free. Buy it at InfoWars.com. God bless.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.